Hello, my name is Mark Kanokin, and welcome to my episode of the Film Magazine's Most Romantic Movie Moments podcast miniseries. I'm a regular contributor for the website, and I've been a member of the Film Magazine team for just around a year now. If you were to take a look back at my past contributions to the site, I think you'd see pretty clearly that my favourite cinematic trope is the one that got away. But I can't help it, I just love slasher movies. That being said, something that may surprise a lot of people is my love for romance in cinema. Although romance isn't for everyone, both as a genre and as a whole, I do think that most people can relate to the subject, whether that be through their own experiences in relationships or even just through a general infatuation with someone else, and I think it's that relatability that's allowed the romance genre to remain as popular as it is for as long as it has, even outside of cinema. That being said, I just think that romance movie is kind of the perfect thing to sit down and watch. It lets the next 90 minutes to 2 hours fly by, and no matter how you're feeling, whether you feel good, bad, or in between, or even if the movie itself is cheesy or downright terrible, more often than not, you want the couple to get together by the end. And I think that is where the relatability factor comes in, because at one point or another, most people have wanted to be with someone else. That being said, my choice for the podcast is not much of a romance movie at all. My choice is Peter Weir's 1985 Harrison Ford film, Witness, which follows Harrison Ford's character, John Book, having to protect an Amish mother and son after the son witnesses a murder. Although it's more of a cop thriller, there is a romantic subplot between John Book and Rachel, the mother of the boy he's protecting. It may not be the focus of the film, but in my eyes, the romance between Book and Rachel is one of the best ever put to screen and is a large part of what makes Witness as good a movie as it is. The scene I am focusing on today is what I refer to as the What a Wonderful World scene. I call it this due to the scene's fantastic use of the song of the same name by Sam Cooke. So to set the scene, whilst trying to protect Rachel and her son, Samuel, John Book is shot. Knowing that going to a hospital would put Rachel and Samuel in danger, he flees the city and drives them back to their Amish community, but his loss of blood causes him to pass out and crash his car just outside of their farm. Although the community distrusts John, they nurse him back to health, and over time, feelings grow between him and Rachel. After he's recovered enough, John spends most of his time in the barn trying to fix his car. One night, Rachel joins John, and during their conversation, John gets the car radio to work, and What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke starts to play. John starts to sing and dance, and eventually Rachel and John dance together to the song, before being interrupted by Rachel's father Eli. The scene itself is relatively simple in scope, and it's been done a million times since, but Peter Weir's execution of this scene is really what makes it stand out. The film as a whole is about both the Amish community's acceptance of John Book as well as his acceptance of their own ways, and this plays heavily to the romance between Rachel and John, creating a sort of forbidden love between them, both wanting each other but knowing that it could never be, and nowhere in the film is this better displayed than in this scene. The scene is made up of multiple layers that come together to create the romance within it. Firstly is the difference in cultures. Due to Rachel's culture, she has had little to no exposure to music, and most importantly has never heard the song before. This alone shows the effect that music can have on someone, and particularly how it can bring two people together. Besides this, her culture also means that Rachel and John could never be together. Not only does this create an incredibly private setting for the scene, which the audience feels as though they are intruding on, but it constantly sits at the back of the viewer's mind, just like it does at the back of Rachel and John's minds. Temptation takes over, but knowing that it's wrong creates a tension in which you're constantly begging for them to kiss, but you never know if they will. Not only is the pleasure of them getting together just out of reach for the viewer, but it is also out of reach for John and Rachel. Another masterstroke on Weir's behalf is the casting of Harrison Ford. Typically cast as a tough adventurer, Ford is not generally remembered for his roles in romantic movies, and so seeing him sing and dance and generally act as though he's never done before is just as surprising to the audience as it is to Rachel, and there's only one explanation for his act. Love. Outside of this, both Kelly McGillis, who plays Rachel, and Ford's performances are outstanding. Whilst they're both undoubtedly great performers in their own right though, there's no denying that Weir's direction elevates the scene even further. Throughout the scene, Book and Rachel stop what they're doing to share an awkward silent stare at one another, and the more this happens, the longer each pause becomes. The decision to do so further intensifies the situation between the two, and not only shows how hard they're fighting to stop themselves from being intimate with one another, but it also drives the viewer who just wants to see them together insane. Outside of this, Weir also made the decision to have neither actor ever break eye contact up until the moment in which they are disturbed. However, even after this, Rachel never stops looking at Book, showing her infatuation with him. However, going back to what I said at the beginning of this podcast, I think what really makes the scene stand out for me is how relatable it is. Every single action of this scene can be understood by every person who views it. At one point or another, we've all wanted to be with someone but couldn't, we've all held ourselves back out of fear, but there's always been that one person in our lives who's just allowed us to let go and forget even the most dire of circumstances. Witness is a brilliant movie in its own right, but the What a Wonderful World scene is by far its greatest achievement. Although it represents two totally different cultures, it shows that we're all human, with human impulses, and sometimes those impulses are the most wonderful things to experience. And that is why, to me, it is my pick for the most romantic movie moment of all time.